From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. The Senate is debating the START arms control treaty at this hour. President Obama is urging the treaty be ratified now in the final days of the Congress. He had signed it with Russian President Medvedev in April. It would require both countries to reduce the number of their strategic nuclear warheads. The Senate must approve it by a two-thirds majority. Senator Richard Lugar of Indiana is the top Republican on the Foreign Relations Committee. He says he believes the treaty will be ratified.
Several Republicans will support it, and I join the chairman in believing that there are the votes there. Problem is really getting to that final vote.
The Republican leader in the Senate said today he'll be voting against the treaty. Mitch McConnell told CNN State of the Union the treaty shouldn't be rushed through the Senate right before Christmas. Suicide bombers launched almost simultaneous attacks in Afghanistan today, one on the main training base for the Afghan security forces in Kabul, another on an army recruitment center in Kunduz. The BBC's Quentin Somerville reports at least 10 members of the security forces are dead.
In Kabul, the attackers opened fire on a bus filled with Afghan army soldiers. Then a suicide bomber detonated explosives. The assault took place outside the Kabul military training center on the outskirts of the city. Security forces at a nearby checkpoint opened fire on the attackers. The center is Afghanistan's main base for the training of military recruits. In Kunduz in the north, suicide bombers entered an army recruitment center also in the morning. The attack lasted several hours. Coalition and Afghan soldiers surrounded the building. 100 people were trapped inside. Gunfire and explosions could be heard, and the recruitment center was set alight.
The BBC's Quentin Somerville reporting from Kabul. Europe's longest-serving leader appears poised to remain in power. Citizens of the former Soviet Republic of Belarus are voting today. All signs point to President Alexander Lukashenko winning re-election. NPR's David Green reports.
President Lukashenko's been in power 16 years. Supporters say he's a tough leader who keeps salaries stable and avoids unrest. Critics say he's a dictator running a Soviet-style government and ignoring human rights. After casting his vote, Lukashenko was asked by a reporter if at some point he'll have a dialogue with the people running against him. I don't have dialogues with bandits, he said, adding that maybe there are a few normal people in the opposition he can talk to. At a cafe, 33-year-old Alexander Grigoryev called his country's election a circus.
It's not an election, because we all know who will be the next president. We all know. And why?
Lukashenko, he said, controls the media and the election commission. Critics insist the president will rig the vote if he has to, and international observers are here watching. David Green, NPR News, Minsk.
The UN Security Council is meeting an emergency session today to discuss growing tensions on the Korean Peninsula. South Korea has planned a live fire drill this weekend. This is NPR News. An oil pipeline exploded in central Mexico today. Officials say at least 11 people were killed and several homes were damaged or destroyed. A company spokesman says the explosion occurred near a duct where thieves attempt to steal oil or gas. He didn't know whether the explosion was caused by an attempted theft. Lawyers for WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange are angry that secret Swedish police files detailing sex allegations against him have been leaked. Larry Miller reports from London.
Assange's Swedish lawyer says he'll lodge a formal complaint and seek an investigation into how sensitive police files were leaked to Britain's Guardian newspaper, one of those papers chosen by WikiLeaks to publish secret U.S. cables. Assange is fighting extradition to Sweden, where he's wanted for questioning over allegations made by two women. Among the allegations in the files, Assange did not respect the women's wishes for safe sex and that he would not take a test for sexually transmitted diseases. The police material also indicates the complainants were WikiLeaks supporters. The Guardian defends its decision to publish the files, that having been given access, it had a duty to present a brief summary of the allegations. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
A hotel in Abu Dhabi is now admitting it might have gone too far in trying to get guests into the Christmas spirit. Last week, it introduced its $11 million Christmas tree, decorated with gold, rubies, and diamonds. A statement from the Emirates Palace Hotel today said it regrets its attempts to overload the tree in a way that does not fall in line with the hotel's professional standards. The hotel is known for its gold bar vending machine. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.